Good morning. Good night of Shabbos. Moshe, I thought for a Moshe. Moshe raises the question. So one of the different Maras the guy mentioned in this week's parsha is something called Boihak. So Boihak is a lighter version of a Nega. And the halacha is that it's Tor. So the pasuk says that person would go to the Kohen, and the Kohen would see that it's Boihak, and he would be Matayer it. So Ramashi raises the question, what about if a situation where a person is a Talmud Chacham and he knows that it's Bayhak and it's not a Nega? Does he have a Chiyuv to go to the Kohen? We know that the halacha of Taharas, Tumah and Taharas and the Goyim is based on the Kohen. So if a person has a true Nega, whether even though he's a Talmud Chacham, he cannot paskin on it. The process has to be done with the Kohen. That's talking about a Nega which generates Tumah. So the process of being metamed is through the Kohen, the process of being metamed afterwards is through the Kohen. Something which is Vare and Nega, so the Talmud Chacham has to show it to the Kohen. But something which he knows is not a Nega, so why does he have to show it to the Kohen? And the Pesukim seem to indicate that a person has to show this Nega to the Kohen. So why would that be so? So Rav Moshe suggests a thought, how to look at Yisurim. Chazal say that Hechidami Yisurim, what's considered Yisurim, the person, the Mor says that a person who never gets Yisurim has to be concerned he's not a Ben Olam Haba because he's getting all the scar by the Mazet. So Mor says Hechidami Yisurim, what's considered Yisurim? The person puts his hands in his pocket and he wants to draw out a certain coin and he pulls out a different coin. So it's not a tremendous annoyance. He has to put his hand back a second time. And I imagine they lived in a society where they weren't in such a rush like we are nowadays. Don't do it now, you do it, it's the second round now. It's like he's waiting in line and he has to get through and people yelling and screaming at him to move already. And he pulls out the wrong coin. He says, ah, at best, you could describe it as almost a minimal annoyance. But that the more calls that, you sort of. So a person whose skin changes to a boyak, it's tor. There's an element that you saw him, his skin is changing, he's not happy with that, etc. So why is it going to the Kayan? So the Chinuch says that the idea of going to the Kayan was a Meshuras Hashem. And the Kayan, when he go to the Kayan and he would show the negative to the Kayan would admonish him to do tshuva, etc. So even a small annoyance is something which, if you go to the right person, can help you see that that's a message from Kadosh Baruch Hu to do tshuva and to do better.
Right.
And maybe you could take what Rambam is saying and give it a little bit, add a little bit of a spice to it. Right. The Sima Shalom says that the Kohen would look at a Nega and see whether it was a Moikmin or the Or is the skin of the person, that's like the surface. It's just something deep inside the person. That would then create a din of Tsaras, that there's a, as it were, a Nega, which is not just on his on the outside of the person, but it's on the inside, it's on his neshama. And the Chofetz Chaim writes in one place in Shmei Salashin, that nowadays we don't have the goyim. It doesn't mean we don't have the goyim nowadays. It's just the goyim are a stain on the person in the neshama. In those days, they were zeichah to express it on their body, and this process would remove it from the neshama. Nowadays, we're stuck with it, and it goes with us after 120 years. We become the shemayim, and we're mitzuroyim, and left outside of the machaneh because of the nega on our neshama till it's processed and becomes tor. Boyak is something which is not a mukman or like the pasuk says. So therefore, it is not deep down inside the person, but it's still on him. It's part of his being. So he would go to the kohen. The kohen would give him mussar. The kohen would help him see that it's something that he has to change. Even the Talmud Chacham knows the halacha, but he needs this process of going to somebody outside of himself to help him understand that. The Bar Shem sent you these Yisurim for a reason, and he has to do tshuva. And many times we find that a person has difficulty noticing where his mistakes are. And so the person pulls out the wrong thing from his pocket. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's theoretically the Hatava HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mole. The Bereshit is not giving a Hatava which is Mole because there's a message for us and that's for our benefit. We have to always remember that every little thing that we're going through, every difficulty, annoyance, is an opportunity for a tshuva, an opportunity for kapara, and to appreciate it as such. Have a good Shabbos.